About Allen, yeah, he's a great tight end. The more I watch him on film, you know, he runs like a receiver too, a bigger receiver. But all their tight ends are talented and gifted, and they run good routes. So, and then when you have a great quarterback like Luck, that makes it even better.
You're talking about Allen and all the things that he can do. How much of a challenge is that?
It's a challenge, but I mean, our DBs, we embrace it. We look forward to it. We just think about what can happen instead of the worst. So. It's going to be a big challenge. We know that they're going to make plays just like we expect ourselves to make plays. So we just got to minimize the plays and just keep playing with great technique.
What about T.Y.?
T.Y., he's a great receiver. He can run. He showed you what he's done in this league. He's a pro bowler. So we know what they expect out of him. And then you have Moncrief, great receiver. And then you have Dorsett. So they have a really good receiving core and tight end core.
What kind of takeaways can you have from the first game that you can apply to this game?
Just the main thing, starting out fast, and I feel like that's what we've been doing, but we want to finish towards the end like we did in the beginning of the season, especially with them. You know, we're not finishing games the way we need to, and coach tells us that, so that's the main thing, just playing 60 minutes of football.
Is there a different kind of mindset when your coach, everybody says these are all playoff games, it's almost like must wins?
It's not really pressure, though. You take it as a challenge, and we love challenges. So just going out there, playing at our best, and just playing together, that's the main thing.
Is it almost
around
like seeing
when Luck starts running around, AJ? When Luck starts running around, Coach said it's so dangerous because he can still throw and can throw deep. So what are the kind of the ground rules that you guys take in this?
Just stay in coverage. That's the main thing. That was the same thing with Aaron Rodgers last week. You know, he didn't have – he couldn't run as much because of his leg or whatnot. But at the end of the day, it's all about staying in coverage. You got to be disciplined, have good eyes, and you know you got great receivers that can uncover, and you got a quarterback that could put the ball where it needed to be. So, you know, you're just going to have to cover a little bit longer, but we already know that. So when an opportunity comes, we just got to stay in coverage.
Is it almost like seeing them for the first time when you get when you have a playmaker like Moncrief who wasn't here the first time, and how much does that change what you guys do defensively?
Not much, just for the simple fact that at the end of the day, he's a receiver. We're corners. We're all in the NFL. It's a challenge one-on-one when we're up, but at the same time, we played him for the last 2 years, so we already know what to expect with him and expect with Hilton and stuff like that. That's why I said it just comes down to playing with great technique and competing.